tears of sorrow and rage. For decades, the Oakland Police Department has been the focus of fear. Fear because the agency, which recruited heavily from the South, had people on staff who used their office to further their hatred of blacks in a long habit of repression and violence. For a brief time, the Black Panther Party put a crimp in their strut as it became a local and then national presence of resistance to their repeated assaults on black Oaklanders. But the Black Panther Party is no more, and the repression has come surging back. The family of Alan Bluford know that reality all too well. For on May 6, 2012, the 18-year-old was shot and killed by the OPD's Miguel Masso. Alan was one of countless youngsters forced to submit to the outrageous stop-and-frisk tactics. Alan, rightly, was afraid of such contact, and following his instincts, took flight. Masso chased him. Masso killed him. Now, the parents of Alan, Adam and Geraldine Bluford, are demanding answers, and all they're getting are lies. The story of what happened has changed at least half a dozen times, and Oakland's political officials have promised much and delivered nothing. For forced to support those who voted for them, or the OPD, they invariably opt for the latter. Thus, from the people that are sworn to represent them, they get evasion, or worse, silence. For the OPD has money and power, and when have you ever seen any politician turn their back on that combination? As for the family, they continue to organize resistance to this campaign of repression. You can join that campaign at justice4alanbluford.org. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.